planets, thanks to Jeep Dealers of Queensland. Wayne.
I'm out of control.
Trish.
He's out of control.
And the kids.
He's out of control.
Today's episode, Clone Wars.
What's up with Dad, Mum? He looks like 50 shades of shit on the liver.
Oh, he's always like this right before the rep season, Alfred. I mean, just as we reach the top of the ladder, we start to lose players to State of Origin.
Lose players is an understatement, Trish. Hemorrhage players, more like it. 8. That's how many of our Broncos they could take for Origin. 8. You'd be able to put who's left inside a Jetstar toilet and still have room for Clive Palmer.
Oh, we'll get through it somehow, Wayne.
How? It's a nightmare.
Well, if I may make a suggestion on that.
Yes, Alfred.
Okay, so I've been working on a solution to this very problem. It's all to do with DNA.
DNA? Who are you, Dr. Carl Krasinski with a water bottle? What the hell would you know about DNA?
You mean deoxyribonucleic acid, the genetic encounter of life?
Forget I said anything. Go on.
Well, I propose to form a group of football investors who put up seed money of $100,000 each to establish a football DNA bank.
How would it work?
Well, we'd use the DNA of football greats to clone a new super breed of Broncos. We'd never be short of gun players again.
So who are the playing greats you've got in mind to tap for their DNA?
Oh, take your pick. The possibilities are endless. You could combine the DNA of Wally Lewis and Terry Lamb to get Wally the sheep.
My goodness.
Or cross Terry Hill with Todd Carney. You'd get a footballer who wets from both ends.
I'm liking this more and more.
And what about crossing Darren Lockyer with Ian Roberts and Brent Tate to get a 5'8" who plays with his tights all day?
Brilliant.
The Bennetts. Brought to you by the Jeep Dealers of Queensland. Jeep Cherokee Sport. Now at 35K drive away, no more to pay.
Jeep, don't hold back.